And I'd like to welcome all of you to the podcast where we talk about podcasting and the podcasting world. This episode is brought
Hey, John. What are you doing?
Oh.
We're talking about water this week.
Is this when you said I had an idea for the intro, this is what you're talking about?
Yeah, all my ideas just kind of dripped out of my brain. I'm kind of in the middle of a drought. I'm all tapped out.
And this is Stranger Still.
How are you?
I'm pretty hydrated.
Yeah? You just had a Diet Dr. Pepper?
I did.
And I assume that you had maybe some matcha earlier?
You know, I couldn't find it.
Really?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, that's...
I've got the four cans in my freezer, but I didn't get the big one that I like.
Oh, I'm sorry,
dude. The fifth can. It's okay. I'm on the hunt. If anyone sees it, let me know.
Yeah, just...
Tweet at Stranger Still or go to the Facebook group, Stranger Still.
Or just call John and Began.
Yeah, just like tell Siri too. It always works.
Yep. This is Stranger Still, if you haven't guessed by now. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And we talk about the stuff that you would never question to ask.
Or the stuff that you think you know.
Are you ripping on some other things there? Maybe.
Well, this is something that's pretty popular.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what our topic is today. What our topic is.
Huh.
Good one. Thanks for stealing that one too.
What is our topic?
Oh, God. Our topic is water.
Water's
water
our topic.
Everywhere.
What is our topic?
Drink. Yes.
What is it? It didn't work that time.
It didn't work that time, did it? I think everyone knows the myth out there that you should drink 8 glasses of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll get into some other myths and stuff. And I guess the question today is, should you really drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Yes.
It's harder to say than I thought it would be.
Tungusta.
Yeah. So, where did you get this idea?
Well, there's a woman that I work with
named
Jacqueline Jensen.
And we got her permission to say her full name.
And she doesn't know, like, the rules behind how many glasses a day. She says half her body weight is what tries to drink in ounces. But she also told me, like, that if she drinks a coffee, she does not include that in the full total towards the 8 ounces because it's not water.
It's not water.
I said,
it has water in it, but apparently it doesn't count.
Right. So I said, where are your facts? And she said, it makes me feel good. I'm going to keep doing it.
And then you said, yeah, where's your facts? And she said, I don't know. I just heard it somewhere.
Right.
Which is the
why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. First of all, we're going to talk about your body. So I'm going to say two things. We're not medical experts.
Mm-hmm. And we're not mansplaining anything.
We're not mansplaining anything. I don't know what that is, but we're not doing it. Oh, is that where you explain things?
To a woman.
Yeah.
And you're a dude.
Yeah, and you are really arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
We're not medical experts, and John, we're going to talk about your body, which I know you don't like talking about.
He's being sarcastic. We talk all day about these abs.
I mean, we're going to talk about...
Body functions?
Yeah, body functions, which I know that makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, sure.
We talk about peeing and urination and defecation. I know you don't like that.
Right.
So it's not like till the end, though, so we should be good.
Okay.
So here's the claim. You ready?
Okay.
This is all... You tell me if this is true, okay?
Yeah.
75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. In 37% of Americans, the thirst mechanism is so weak that it is often mistaken for hunger. Even mild dehydration will slow down one's metabolism as much as 30%. One glass of water will shut down midnight hunger pangs for almost 100% of the dieters studied in a University of Washington study. Lack of water is the number one trigger of daytime fatigue. Preliminary research indicates that 8 to 10 glasses of water a day could significantly ease back and joint pain for up to 80% of sufferers. A mere 2% drop in body water can trigger fuzzy short-term memory, trouble with basic math, and difficulty focusing on the computer screen or on a printed page. Drinking 5 glasses of water daily decreases the risk of colon cancer by 45%, plus, it can slash the risk of breast cancer by 79%, and one is 50% less likely to develop bladder cancer. Are you drinking a healthy amount of water each day?
This message is brought to you by Water.com, the creators and makers of water. Just drink it.
That's no. a good slogan. Is TM, that TM, TM, TM.
Yeah. Is that like, is that all from the same study or group or?
This all came from, this is from Snopes.com, where I got a lot of information from this for, okay. for this topic. We talked about Snopes 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Something like that, right?
I cannot match up the profit that Starbucks makes and the 75% dehydration fact because it doesn't make any
sense. It doesn't make any sense. So this comes from Snopes, where they got it from an email back in 2001, back when people would like send chain mail. I haven't okay. received it in a long time, but that's where they got this entire thing, was from a chain mail. And we'll get into where all of these claims came from, which you had asked, when I, spoilers, I debunk it. So we'll just run through the myths real fast. So there's the 8 glasses a day myth. Kind of already went into that. And then you talked about the half your body weight in ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And this is apparently a really recent thing that people are doing for some reason. And it comes from the same idea. One fitness website I went to said that people seem to believe this one because it involves a formula, which to them seems more scientific, which to them seems more plausible.
Right.
And people will just blindly, if you throw smart sounding things at people, they'll believe it. Did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of, oh geez, Scotland?
That's true though.
It
right?
is true.
Yeah. But did you know that more one in one people believe statistics better if they have a ratio in them?
Yeah. And 50% of all redheads don't like carrots.
Mm.
So throw a statistic out there and it sounds right, right?
Yeah, too much beta carotene.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I think Jackie was kind of alluding to, and I know a lot of people believe this, I used to believe this,
mm-hmm.
is that I believed it up until today when I researched this. Caffeine is a diuretic. Do you know what a diuretic is?
Dehydrating.
Yeah, it's something that causes literally increased passing of urine. That's what the definition on dictionary.com says. Mm-hmm. And caffeine is a good example of this. There's also water pills and stuff. But people will specifically point to diuretics from caffeine as the reason why you need 8 glasses of water a day. There are also water pills and stuff, but people will specifically point to caffeine as diuretics as to why you need 8 glasses of water a day. And the myth goes that if you drink pop or soda, tea, coffee, whatever you want to call it, you're peeing more, which means you're removing water from your body.
Right, which is the exact reason why you have to drink more water if you're a Scientologist with all the diuretics that you do.
Oh, that's Dianetics.
You were saying?
The other idea is that water flushes toxins from your body. You believe in toxins, right? That we need to flush toxins from our body?
No, our body does that.
Yeah, because you're not stupid. And if you... I don't want to alienate
That's a little
anyone.
Aggressive.
I know. Well, okay. The idea that toxins are like hiding inside of your body, just waiting for you to go on a smoothie diet or whatever, so they can finally be flushed from your body, is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And if you believe it, go listen to Sawbones, because they did a really good episode on it. And like the whole toxins cleansing craze that's going on. Maybe we'll do an episode on it someday.
Yeah,
but Sawbones does have a really good
millions
episode on
and
it.
Millions of dollars that people are profiting off of selling these things. Like,
yeah, like yeah. those dumb foot pads that you would see commercials for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me really mad. If you couldn't tell by how aggressive I got there. So, where do you think these crazy myths came from?
Moneymakers. Bottled water companies, maybe?
Honestly, I don't think it came from any nefarious means. First of all, I'm sad to say that all of those myths are false.
Yeah.
Sorry to shatter your world, everyone. Most people will point to a study done in 1945 by the Food and Nutrition Board of the National Research Council. That's not a mouthful. You could just abbreviate it to FNBFNK.
Yeah, FNBFNK. It's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier. They put out a study saying that people need around 2.5 liters of water per day, and that comes out to 84.5 fluid ounces, which 8 8-ounce glasses of water only comes out to 64 ounces. So there's quite a bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
Imagine having to drink a whole 2 liter of soda bottle once a day, and then a little bit more on top of that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot every single day. It's ridiculous. And any amount of anything, that amount of anything would probably be unhealthy, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Like that amount of Skittles, you're probably going to die. That amount of broccoli, you're probably going to die. Oh.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. He did taste the rainbow.
The thing that most people forget is that in that same study, they also said that you usually get that 2.5 liters from the food you would normally eat.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! So I feel, and I don't have any evidence to back this up, but I think that the idea that you need around this amount of water just over the last 70 years was a dumb game of telephone where people are like, first they included both pieces of information and then the part about the food just kind of fell off and then it was just about the water and then now people believe that.
Yeah.
And it's evolved into like half of your weight in fluid ounces and blah, yeah. blah.
And I know, like, you know, I've had a juicer. I throw an apple in there, you get a full cup at least.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So that all counts as hydrating fluid?
Yeah. And well, one website pointed out that 50% of most fruits and veggies is water.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I reached out to our Facebook group for listener questions this week. And my wife, Shelby, wanted to know which foods contain the most water. And according to sfgate.com, unsurprisingly, watermelon and strawberry contain the most water as fruits. 92% of them is water, are water, whatever. And cucumbers and lettuce are 96% water.
You ever have cucumber water?
No.
It is the best.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not a big cucumber fan.
It doesn't taste like cucumbers because a lot of the flavor is coming from the solids in it.
Yeah.
Is what I feel. But cucumber, I used to just cucumbers and put like a little bit of lemon mm-hmm. and just chug it.
Yeah.
And same thing with carrots.
In your water?
Just carrot juice.
Oh, just carrot juice.
Really,
okay.
Is really sweet.
Yeah. I think that has a lot of water in it too, but I don't have the exact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So then you tell them that, then they'll say, what about diuretics? Diuretics will remove water from your body because you're peeing more. And that's simply not true. The Journal of American College of Nutrition published a study, and I couldn't find the year for it, but they published a study that looked at, quote, the hydration status of healthy adults. One group only drank water, and the other group drank caffeinated beverages, like tea or coffee or whatever. And in the end, they saw no difference between the two groups.
Yeah.
They both had the same hydration status.
So
that's just a weird thing to say.
Hydration status. So does this mean that you're absorbing your water,
mm-hmm.
and then by the time you're getting ready to remove it, you're not going to keep that stuff anyway?
Yeah.
So that just happens quicker, maybe?
Yeah.
If that's even plausible?
I don't know how diuretics work because I didn't look into it. I just know that it doesn't affect the amount of water in your body or how hydrated you are.
All right.
So the reality is, people, we need enough water to replace the amount of water that we expend through the day, either through like perspiration or spitting or peeing or whatever. We just need to be able to replace that amount of water. And if, for the most part, if your pee is clear, you're good. And there's some cases where maybe your pee isn't clear, but you're still hydrated.
Yeah, or you have a multivitamin.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what most things say. Some medication might change the color of your urine. A lot of vitamins will change the color of your urine. I think when Shelby took multivitamins for when she was pregnant, I think it turned her pee like a neon yellow green. Like the color of Monster.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's weird. I would want a really strange color like purple to come out. Like not like red or pink where I'm like, oh God. But like some weird color that's like not harmful, just to
like Stranger Still turquoise?
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Which is actually, we're gonna have a fundraiser next month. If you drink our turquoise food dye and send us a picture of your pee. Then you just send them to Nick, only to him.
Yep.
Nick's going to be judging it.
Mm-hmm.
Just Facebook message to him. Send it
your
to him.
Pee.
Yeah, send it to him on Twitter. You know what? I don't care what color it is. Why don't you send it? It's Nico_odd on Twitter. Do not send it to me.
Don't send it at John P. Began?
Yeah. Yep.
What is it?
What's exactly.
Okay.
What else do you have?
Your body is really good at telling you when you need certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Is the other thing that for some reason people forget.
Sure, some might call it a wonderland even.
Your body is a wonderland.
Right.
I don't know the rest of the words of that song.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting.
What are the rest of the words of that song?
That's the whole song.
Oh, that's the whole song?
Something about bathtub and toes or something, right?
What?
He gets kind of into it.
Your toes are pruny. Your body is a wonderland. Cute.
Admission is really expensive.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just like turned into prostitution.
Well, which is our next topic.
Yep.
And so I bring that up.
So prostitutes will often drink more. I'm just kidding.
They're very hydrated.
They're very hydrated.
Okay.
So anyway, your body will tell you when you need something. So if you're lacking vitamin B or something, your body might start craving watermelon or something, something that's high in vitamin B. Or if you're craving vitamin D, maybe you'll crave Sunny Delight.
Or if you're just like, I'm craving diabetes, you crave Sunny Delight.
That too.
Or would you go out in the sun or eat mushrooms?
Yeah. I don't know if your body can crave sunlight. Maybe. I'm sure. Yeah.
Why not?
Like, when you get cabin fever, you're like, oh, I've been in the dark for 72 hours. I want to get outside.
Yeah.
This is kind of off topic, but I know that kids with, like, an iron deficiency will eat ice chips. I don't know why, but it does have something to do with just your body craving things. So they'll just eat ice if they need iron.
That'd be a cool thing to look into, too.
I know. It's weird. So what I'm trying to say is if you're actually dehydrated, your body will tell you, and that's called thirst. Ta-da!
Yeah.
Is that so hard to believe, people?
So I'm going to play devil's advocate then.
Yeah.
Should you ever be thirsty? Because isn't it kind of like when you run out of oil in your car and the light mm-hmm. goes on, you should have changed it before it got to that point?
So I feel like that kind of falls into Jackie's argument, which is it makes me feel good. Like, what's the harm? What's the harm in drinking a lot of water?
Yeah.
Well, turns out it can be harmful.
Oh, no.
So if you have too much water, you will drown.
Yeah, that's a lot, though.
That's like a lot of
that's
water.
That's like cell hydrosis, or what?
I don't know.
Your cells explode?
That's when you get too close to the sun.
No. There's a real thing. When you drink too much water, you have cell hydrolysis or something.
I don't know.
Your cells literally just like get too fat and blow up.
Yeah. Well, one fitness website that I went to pointed out that your body is a wonderland. No, it's a careful balance of chemicals. Like, it consistently gives out certain chemicals, and if you drink too much water, it can actually dilute some of the volume or the concentration of those chemicals and throw your body out of whack. So that's bad.
Oh, good. Now there's more things for me to be paranoid about.
Yeah, you're welcome. Obviously, if you have kidney issues and you're drinking a ton of water, that's going to make your kidneys work more, so that's going to be bad for your kidneys. Mm-hmm. And apparently, it can create complications if you have a history of high blood pressure. So I guess water increases your blood pressure?
Because you get more fluids in your blood, and you make more blood.
Yeah, so it's bad.
I think, yeah.
It can actually be bad for you. So just don't be dumb. If you're thirsty, drink something. Done. You want to recap for me?
Yeah. A lot of the things that we come up with in the world are based off of old ideas and legends and lore.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, it sounds like maybe kids weren't getting enough to drink. Or maybe it came from times where times were tough and you wanted to make sure that your kids got enough. And, you know, drink this water,
yeah.
Little Jimmy. We got to go out there. The stock market's about to boom.
And then it crashed.
Yeah, then it crashed, and then you need more water to get over it.
2008.
So, here's my point. do research.
Uh-huh.
Find out, and then also do what's right for you.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you think that drinking a bunch of water makes you feel good, great. But just know that if someone's going to throw out a fact with a number in it that makes it sound like it's true, it's be skeptical.
Yeah, just don't blindly follow things because you want it to be true.
Be curious and inquisitive and learn.
That reminds me, and this is so off topic, but I don't care. Someday we need to do an episode on synapses and why it's good to learn things. Because, like, when you're in high school and you're sitting in trigonometry and you're like, when am I ever going to use this? First of all, I use it in my job. Second of all, it helps your brain. We'll talk about it on another episode.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's like working out.
Yeah. It's working out your brain. So try to learn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No harm in that. I've never heard of someone dying from learning too much. Well, if I frame it like that, maybe.
We'll talk about that later. I know plenty of guys that die from talking too much. No.
Are you thirsty for knowledge?
Always.
Do you think our listeners are thirsty for knowledge?
Let's hydrate them.
Where can we hydrate them? Where's our water fountain of knowledge?
On Facebook, if you search Stranger Still.
Thanks for going along with this. You can also find some water droplets, maybe some condensation of knowledge on our Twitter at Stranger Still.
And you can go to Instagram.com/Stranger Still, but it's a drought because that doesn't exist.
It doesn't. We should probably do something.
Maybe.
Eventually. We'll see. That was a really good metaphor, though. Leave us a review on iTunes, and yeah, we'll read it on the air. And also, before I forget, check out our YouTube page.
Yep.
I put up a Lego Let's Build, so if you just want to, like, chill with me for 20 minutes while I talk to you about random facts I know about Scooby-Doo, go ahead and listen to me and watch me build the Lego Mystery Machine.
So a lot of what YouTube is for, like, hardcore YouTubers, it's just watching people play games and things like that. And a lot of people I know, and I do it myself too, will just put that on in the background and just kind of chill and do dishes or whatever. This is perfect for that. It's just relaxing, just like watching something that has a beginning, middle, and end, has an accomplishment. And I think it just came out great. So,
well, thanks.
We spent a lot of time building our audience with our podcast, and we're kind of new to YouTube and like a visual media. So we are working on building that kind of stuff up right now. And Nick's working on releasing more of those, so you can just binge watch a bunch of Lego videos.
And you've got some videos hopefully coming up soon.
Yeah, and I'll even start teasing them. So my idea is I'm going to do very short segments on things that wouldn't be able to be made into full episodes.
Sure, like pineapples.
Like pineapples, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It definitely is. So we got some listener questions here that I'll go into. From our Facebook page again. Usually I'll put out a call for listener questions on the topic that we're talking about. And I didn't know how to condense our topic into one post. So I just said, hey, we're talking about drinking water. Anyone got questions? So I already answered Shelby's in the episode. Our good friend Jeff Tibbetts, we talked about him last week because he came up with the idea for last week's episode. Mm-hmm. He's also on the podcast Chapter Approved.
Real advertisement for you.
Yeah.
Go in our Facebook group and tell us episode ideas. We might do full episode.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about your podcast if you have one.
Yeah. Not only that, but like we just love talking to people in there.
We do. It's a really good community. Lots of interaction on there that I really like. I also love it when people just like post a random thing and then like other people get involved and start talking about it. And I come to it like 4 hours after it went up and there's like 20 comments and I'm like, wow. I didn't even have to contribute.
Which, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So our first two questions came from Jeff Tibbetts. He wanted to know, are any bottled waters not just tap water? And unfortunately, the best answer that I have is that you just got to look at the label because they're honest. The labels on bottled water are honest. Some of them, most of them will say like, water comes from the public water source in blank city.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's tap water. Some will also say that like it was filtered by certain means like reverse osmosis or whatever smart water does. I don't know what they do. Like they make clouds out of it or something, which means that it's not straight tap water.
They have like a giant mile long bucket and they make clouds over it and wait for it to rain.
Yep. I think that's how it works. So just you got to look at your labels on those. And then he also asked, essentially is flavored water like LaCroix or whatever?
LaCroix.
He wanted to know if it's okay for you. And for the most part, flavored waters aren't bad for you. Most of them aren't adding things that are bad for you. But if you see anything that has artificial sweeteners, that's when I'd say you want to stay away. And for information on that, I'd go listen to the episode of Stuff You Should Know on that.
They
have a really good episode on artificial sweeteners.
Not only that, but I think that Josh is the reason that this episode happened in the first place.
He's a big, he doesn't like the idea of drinking 8 glasses of water a day.
He's an anti-8 glass activist.
Which is how you should be, because it's dumb.
But it's, he wants people to be knowledgeable like we do. They're big inspirations for us. So thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Our good buddy, Josh. Our other question comes from Owen Chowles.
Yep. Did he say how offended he was last time?
I don't think he did. I think he said that we said it right, didn't he?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I think maybe you imagined that to make yourself feel less guilty.
Yeah, that was a fever dream. He lives in a hard water area and wanted to know if there's a benefit to all the calcium carbonate that makes his water hard.
Well, good news for you, Owen.
Yeah.
You live outside the United States.
Yeah. Good thing it's not being poisoned or you don't live in Flint, Michigan.
Or some other areas of the country that are worse than Flint that don't have media coverage right now.
That's true.
You can go to TYT Politics.
Nice plug there. Yeah. We're just plugging everyone today.
Sure. Plug it in. I'm like Glade over here.
Yeah. It's pronounced Glade, isn't it?
Glade, yeah.
For some reason, I always thought it was Glad.
But that's Glad. Bags. Yeah. Don't be mad.
I'm an idiot.
Glad.
So hard water means that it just has a high concentration of minerals, and usually that's not going to be bad for you. With calcium carbonates in his area, it's not going to be bad for you unless you already have a lot of calcium in your bloodstream. Otherwise, it can cause constipation and headaches and stuff. That's about as bad as it's going to get.
Wow. So if you're like a milk drinker,
yep.
I wonder how the water the harder water affects you, then...
Well, that's the other thing that I was going to bring up, because in our milk episode, we talked about how milk can actually sap calcium from your bones. But if I remember correctly, I think that's because it's an animal product. So in this case, in the research that I did, it's only going to help the amount of calcium you're getting. Okay, it's not going to sap any calcium from your bones or have any deleterious effects like that.
Yeah, that's why they call him Owen Strong Bones Chalice.
Yeah. That's your wrestler name, Owen. There you go. You're welcome. Yeah. So it shouldn't be bad for you, Owen. And you can always get a water softener, which my parents have had for as long as I can remember. We got one more for my brother, Drew. He wanted to know how many lakes and natural water sources Nestle has destroyed, which I thought was a really good question.
Yeah.
And he even said, like, you can do a whole episode on all the bad stuff that they've done in, like, the situation in Flint and stuff. And I don't have an exact figure, but it is bad. Mm. There's a website called someofus.org or sumofus.org is how I originally read it because it wasn't capitalized.
Yeah. It's about sumo wrestling babies.
Yeah.
Throwing, you know, they get fussy.
Yeah. But it's sumofus.org. They have a good article about how Nestle has, this is probably oversimplified, but they've basically gone from like third world country to third world country, tapping into the local water sources and then draining it for profit. And I don't have an answer, but for anyone that's curious out there, just go out there to your favorite search engine and type in Nestle controversy, whatever you want to do, and spend a whole day reading about the bad things they've done.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you feel real good.
Wonderful.
Real good about the world we live in capitalism.
And chomp down one of their limited edition crunch bars. Now with more guilt.
It's those
just little bits of guilt in there.
Yeah, little bits of guilt. It gives it texture. I love it.
Mm.
Mm. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this has been
Stranger Still.